With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The White House blasting Democrats for prioritizing the welfare of illegal aliens over American citizens. That after outright breaking the law and the storming of an ICE facility in New Jersey.
On Friday, New Jersey Democratic Representatives Rob Menendez, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and LaMonica McGyver entered ICE's Delaney Hall detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, and were held up inside the first checkpoint, according to the Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin. Newark Mayor and gubernatorial candidate Roz Baraka was arrested at the ICE detention facility, where the three members of Congress also stormed the gate, demanding that they be allowed to conduct, quote, an oversight visit. A White House spokesperson said, quote, as always, Democrats are prioritizing the welfare of illegal aliens over American citizens, except now they're crossing the line between meaningless political street theater and outright breaking the law. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mike Crapo explains why he's opposed to the proposed tax increase for the wealthy currently considered by House Republicans.
Well, I'm not in a position to speak for what the House may do. I've been very careful not to do that. They don't like it when I do. But bottom line is, like I said, I agree with the sentiment that you're expressing, and that is, as I've said, I'm focused on what is pro-growth tax policy and permanence for the TCJA, and this doesn't fit that.
The Idaho Republican says it just wouldn't work.
Well, we won't try to get ahead of the House. In fact, I expect that you will see some kind of a print from the House within a few days if they stick to their latest deadline.
The Trump administration this week announcing a trade deal with the United Kingdom. That agreement will open up the British market to American beef, ethanol, and other agricultural products. It will also allow British cars and steel better access to the U.S. market. This is SRN News. What is the truth?
Pontius Pilate wasn't the only one who couldn't figure that out, apparently. A new study from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University reveals that 66% of American adults either reject or doubt the existence of any absolute moral truth. The even more devastating result of the CRC poll is that 61% of people who attend Protestant churches in this country also reject or doubt the existence of absolute moral truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over boycotts of Israel playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states passing laws or executive orders that penalize contractors and/or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now, pro-Palestinian groups are beginning to organize a number of efforts to repeal such legislation that currently in Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. This is SRN News. The Turkish government blocking the social media account of Istanbul's jailed opposition mayor.
Ekrem İmamoğlu may be in jail, but he's far from silent. He's been rallying his supporters in Turkey via social media, with regular messages posted with the help of his lawyers. But the authorities here have now blocked his account. His Republican People's Party said the move showed the fear of those in power that they will be losing power. X is challenging the ban through the Turkish courts.
That's BBC correspondent Ola Gurin reporting. Soviet-era spacecraft plunging to Earth more than 50 years after a failed launch to Venus. Spacecraft fell out of orbit earlier today. European Union space surveillance and tracking confirmed its uncontrolled entry. More details at srnnews.com.